This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Icebreakers, the transition, smoothly into a sales or professional pitch. How the right opening line carries you from hello to business without the lurch. In short, icebreakers for sales and professional pitches are not decoration before the real conversation starts. The best ones carry a thread that connects directly to your purpose, so the move from warmth to business feels continuous rather than jarring. When they fail, the pitch rarely recovers. A great icebreaker is specific to the person, not recycled from a script. The transition works when the icebreaker and the pitch share a connecting thread. At least one example below shows the cost of getting this wrong. Definition: icebreakers for sales are short, deliberate opening exchanges that reduce social tension and establish enough common ground for a professional conversation to take root. They work by creating a moment of genuine human connection before the business context takes over, making the listener more open and receptive. I watched a man lose a contract once before. He had said a single professional word. He opened with a joke. The prospect smiled politely, and something behind their eyes went quiet. By the time the actual pitch arrived, the room had already made up its mind. That is when I understood that icebreakers for sales are not warm-up acts. They are the first sentence of the argument itself. The examples below are drawn from situations I have observed or lived through. Some worked beautifully. One did not work at all. Watch what connects them. What to watch for before you read these scenarios. Pay attention to the thread. Every example below either has one or it does not. A thread is the link between the opening exchange and the professional purpose of the meeting. When a thread exists, the conversation flows from the icebreaker into the pitch without a seam. When it does not, there is a moment where the speaker has to visibly shift gears, and the other person feels it. Watch also for the direction of curiosity. Good icebreakers point outward, toward the other person's world. Weak ones point inward, toward the speaker's comfort or preparation. Example 1. The sales rep who did her homework. A software sales rep was meeting a procurement manager at a mid-sized logistics company. She had 20 minutes and a detailed demo prepared. When she arrived, she noticed a whiteboard behind the manager's desk covered in handwritten delivery route calculations. Before she said anything about her product, she said, "That writing problem on your board, is that a seasonal thing or is it year-round?" The manager blinked, then leaned forward. "Year-round," he said. "It gets worse in Q4. They talked for 4 minutes about the specific pressure points in the company's peak season. Then the rep said, simply, "That is actually where our clients see the biggest time savings. Can I show you what that looks like?" She did not change the subject. She followed the thread. The icebreaker and the pitch were the same conversation, just widening. What this tells you: specificity is respect. Noticing something real in the other person's world signals that you arrived prepared, not just present. Example 2. The consultant who read the room wrong. A management consultant was pitching a change program to a leadership team of 5. He had prepared an icebreaker, a light-hearted question about what everyone did at the weekend. He asked it. 2 people answered briefly. 2 smiled and said nothing. The most senior person in the room glanced at their agenda and said, "Shall we get started?" The consultant spent the next 40 minutes presenting to people who had already decided he was not serious. The icebreaker had cost him the room before a single slide appeared. It was not that the question was offensive. It was that it was disconnected from everything the team was there to discuss. It said, "I need you to be comfortable before we begin." And a senior leadership team reads that as he needs us to be comfortable because what he is about to say is hard to accept. This is the failure case. How you open a meeting shapes the entire dynamic that follows. And a misaligned icebreaker can close minds before you have a chance to open them. What this tells you: an icebreaker must respect the room's emotional state, not override it. When people are in business mode, meet them there first. Example 3. The account manager and the trophy cabinet. An account manager visiting a long-term client noticed a framed photograph on the wall of the client's office, the client's company, at a regional business award ceremony 5 years earlier. She said, "That award, do you still enter that competition?" The client's face changed. "We came 2nd last year," he said. "We're entering again in spring." They talked for 3 minutes about what had changed in the company since that photograph. What had grown? What had been harder than expected? By the time the account manager said, That growth is actually why I wanted to talk to you about expanding a contract. The client was already nodding. He had just spent 3 minutes describing the exact problem the expansion would solve. She had not planned that specific question. She had arrived curious, and that curiosity found its own thread. For icebreakers used in team or client meetings, genuine observation works better than any prepared line. What this tells you, curiosity is a system, not a script. When you train yourself to notice what is in the room, the right question usually appears. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Example 4. The recruiter on a video call. A recruiter was conducting a first call screening with a candidate she hoped to place with a key client. The candidate was guarded, answering in short sentences. The recruiter noticed, on the candidate's bookshelf behind them, a distinctive spine, a well-known book on operations management. She said, "I can see you have a copy of that operations book behind you. Are you reading it now, or has it been on the shelf a while?" The candidate laughed, "Properly. I keep meaning to get back to it. I started it during a particularly chaotic quarter." They talked for 2 minutes about what that chaotic quarter had looked like. By the time the recruiter said, "The role I want to discuss is specifically in operations under pressure," the candidate was sitting forward. The conversation had found its relevance before the pitch arrived. Virtual meetings require this kind of deliberate observation, because the usual physical cues are gone. The bookshelf, the background, the expression, these become the room. What this tells you in video calls, the environment on screen is the closest thing to a handshake. Use it. Example 5. The business development director who went too warm. A director of business development was meeting a potential partner organization for the first time. He had been told the contact was friendly and informal, so he opened with warm compliments about the office, a remark about the weather, a question about how long the contact had been with the company. All pleasant, all received politely. When he moved to the professional reason for the meeting, the contact sat slightly back, not hostile, just reset. The warmth had established a social register, and the shift to business felt like a change of topic. The meeting went fine, but it never quite recovered the forward momentum that it might have had. They agreed to stay in touch, which meant nothing. The error was not too much warmth. The error was warmth with no thread. He could have said something like, "Before we get into it, I was reading about your Q2 expansion. Was that as complex internally as it looked from the outside?" That is warm and connected. It opens with curiosity, but points directly toward professional ground. How you phrase even an informal greeting sets an expectation, and that principle holds in person just as firmly. What this tells you, warmth and relevance are not opposites. The best icebreakers carry both. The pattern across these 5 situations. Here's what recurs: the icebreakers that worked all pointed outward. They named something specific to the other person's world, not something generic about the situation. And every one of them carried a thread that led, naturally, into the professional purpose of the meeting. The failures went inward. The consultant's weekend question was about filling silence. The director's pleasantries were about managing his own comfort in a new room. Neither of those things is wrong in a social setting. In a professional pitch context, they leave the other person with no thread to follow. There's also a timing pattern worth noticing. The successful icebreakers lasted between 2 and 4 minutes. They were not extended small talk sessions. They were precise enough to establish connection and move forward. Using humor can support this kind of opening when it fits the room, but even humor needs a thread or it lands as distraction. The lesson is not that you should prepare more clever lines. It is that you should arrive more curious. Curiosity finds threads. Scripts find silence. What this means for the next conversation you walk into. Before your next meeting, with a professional purpose, prepare one genuine question. Not a question designed to loosen the other person up. A question you actually want the answer to, and that connects, however loosely, to what you are there to discuss. Tie it to something specific, something they have written, something about their role, something you noticed about their company's recent activity. Then listen to the answer as if the pitch depended on it, because it does. The answer will often tell you exactly how to open the professional part of the conversation. You will not need a gear change. You will simply be continuing. How you write to someone before you meet them matters too. and how you run the meeting once the conversation is flowing is a separate skill worth building alongside this one. But the opening is, where trust is earned or lost in the first 2 minutes. The best icebreakers for sales are not tricks. They're the first sentence of a conversation that was already worth having. Frequently asked questions. What are icebreakers for sales conversations? Icebreakers for sales are short, genuine opening exchanges designed to reduce tension and build enough rapport for a professional conversation to begin. The best ones share a thread with the pitch itself, so the shift from small talk to business feels natural rather than forced. How do you transition from small talk to a sales pitch? The smoothest transitions come from icebreakers that carry a relevant thread. When your opening touches something connected to the problem you solve or the value you offer, you can move from conversation to pitch by following that thread rather than interrupting it with a gear change. Why do icebreakers fail before a professional pitch? Most icebreakers fail because they are generic, disconnected from anything professional, or too obviously designed to loosen someone up. A prospect who senses that the warmth is tactical pulls back. The icebreaker needs to feel like genuine curiosity, not a procedure. Can icebreakers be used in virtual sales meetings? Yes, and they matter more in virtual meetings because the natural warmth of a shared physical space is gone. A specific, well-chosen opening question does the work that a handshake and a walk to the conference room used to do in person. How long should an icebreaker last before a sales pitch? 2 to 4 minutes at most. The goal is not to have a full conversation before the business begins. It is to establish enough trust and shared ground that the other person is ready to listen. Stretch it longer, and you risk the prospect wondering when you will get to the point. What makes a good icebreaker for a professional pitch? A good icebreaker is specific, curious, and relevant. It names something real about the person or their context. It invites them to speak rather than just respond. And it carries at least one thread that you can follow into the professional part of the conversation. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.